It's also designed, and this is crucial, to deepen industry collaboration and prepare our third level institutions for AI-enabled future, ensuring that our graduates have the skills and experience to thrive in this the new economy that we are all facing. And I suppose the final comment I would make is that in recent weeks, you'll have heard, there were a number of questions about professorship grades in the ATUs, and this fund that's announced today will enable all technological universities, all ATUs, to reach full parity with established universities like UCC, Trinity, etc., through the capacity to appoint professorial grades. So that issue is being dealt with in this fund, and it needed to be. But this is significant investment in the regions, and I'm delighted as a junior minister in the department to be able to announce it.
Do you have concerns, though, Minister Harkin? I know that this is obviously hugely positive. You mentioned regional balance. You mentioned the opportunity for students to thrive. You've mentioned just investment in ATU and enhancing that even further all the while. But in tandem with that, will obviously increase its popularity. And we do know that there's a major housing crisis in the Northwest in terms of you know, people looking to rent, students and so on. How can the government, and what can the government do to cope with that expected demand, given the fact that ATU is receiving so much investment, and that will obviously make it even more popular as the years go on?
You're absolutely right. We need to sort out the issue of student accommodation. But remember one point, the ATU have more online students than I think any other TU in the country, is certainly at a very high proportion. But your question is well founded. And I know that Sligo County Council and the ATU and the department are looking at possible avenues under public-private partnerships and other mechanisms to provide accommodation for students.